Well, this is truly one of the interviews that I look forward to every single year. And I have to say that we have been promoting what is the International Festival of Arts and Ideas through and into its 30th celebration, its 30th year here. And this International Festival of Arts and Ideas is actually morphed into a year-round organization presenting an annual celebration of performing arts lectures and conversations in and around Greater New Haven. This festival convenes leading artists, thought leaders, and innovators from around the world for dynamic public programs to engage, entertain, and inspire a diversity of communities. Their main events kick off on June 11th, and we're so pleased to welcome the Reverend Kevin Ewing, who is their interim executive director this year. We'll jump right into the conversation with Reverend Ewing after we remind you about maybe putting a few bucks in your pocket for a good cause and helping save the planet. That's because the CGB Green Liberty Notes, a subsidiary of the Connecticut Green Bank, it has announced the launch of its 13th award-winning offering. Green Liberty Notes are designed for accessibility, featuring a low $100 minimum investment, a one-year term, and a simple online purchase process. Investments in the Green Liberty Notes offer support to Eversource's Small Business Energy Advantage program, which enables small businesses in Connecticut to lower their energy expenses through efficiency enhancements and interest-free loans. If you'd like more information on the program or to invest, just go to greenlibertynotes.com. All right, from supporting our environment to supporting our artistic endeavors here through the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, so pleased to meet and make the acquaintance of Reverend Kevin Ewing. Reverend Ewing, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, and I'm very happy to be here to talk about one of the best things that happens in New England every year.
So just to give folks a little bit of an orientation on your background, tell us a little bit about how long you have either known and supported or actually had some hands-on responsibility in supporting the day-to-day operation of this International Festival of Arts and Ideas.
I came to Connecticut in early 2001, working with the Hartford Insurance up in Hartford. And when I left the insurance world, I came down here to New Haven to attend Yale Divinity School. And it was actually while I was in Hartford, I found out about the festival and came down to see things, but I didn't really know what was going on until I moved here. While I was in school, I was working as a community organizer, working on the streets in New Haven in a few neighborhoods. And I got noticed by a couple of board members who invited me to join the board. So I've been on the board for the festival. I was on the board of the festival for about 17 years, 16 years. I don't know. I lose count. Mm. 3 years. And most recently, I was the chair of the board. Mm-hmm. My goal was to be the chair once I was voted in, to be the chair for the 30th anniversary. And then last year, our managing director left in, I believe, April. And then during the festival, Shelley, our executive director, announced that she had to move back to Minnesota to care for family. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of in a bit of a pickle, so to speak, of what to do this year. And so I was asked to step in as the interim director. And so I did. Well, and here I am.
Well, Reverend Ewing, in some respects, given your background both in the community and with the festival, I dare say that it's a little bit of a different approach. A lot of times, these festival directors that I've met over the years, they've been sought out and recruited, sometimes for a year, sometimes for 3, 5, or more, but they've always come to New Haven. haven in some respects, in close proximity to the event that they're about to try to manage. You coming from that long history of internal participation has got to bring an interesting and I dare say a wonderful new dynamic to the organization.
Well, I won't speak to that. I will say that I am learning a lot. I'm seeing the festival from an entirely different perspective. And I thought I was pretty close to it while I was on the board. But now I'm seeing how the sausage is made, and it's beautiful sausage, but it's quite an intense process to get it done.
Yeah, and as somebody from who's been around New Haven for a long time, as I have, New Haven has an awesome and incredible and highly unique energy to it. But when this festival main event is happening, that energy level and that magic just cranks up 10 times over. And it really, really makes New Haven for a few weeks a global destination. Or if not that, at least a place that folks all over the world are looking toward because they may have friends or family or others participating and acts that are part of the festival.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and it's amazing how well we fit into it and how well it happens.
Well, tell us about the June 11th kickoff, because that's really kind of the official start of the main event, these several weeks of festival activities in New Haven.
So June 11th is our Visionary Leadership Award program. We've been doing that every year, I believe, for the last 15th anniversary of our Visionary Leadership program, and that's a program where we select someone in the world who is doing something creative, unique, and visionary as a leader in the arts community, or in the world in general, not always in the arts. Mm-hmm. This year, our award winner is Monique Martin, who is also the creator of our opening show on the 14th and 15th, the Minty Fresh Circus. We selected Monique because she's been at the forefront and a leader in bringing the arts and cultural events to communities that typically don't see them. And using people that are traditionally not used in those arts. So it was her idea to create a circus that's around Black themes, Black joy, Black devotion, Black music, Black movement. She put together a cast of all Black American-born circus acts, circus performers. And in order to create that, because there was no database of circus performers in the United States that were Black, or period, probably. She put together that database. Wow. And so we are rewarding her work and her efforts. And it's a pretty interesting time, if I can go off on a little bit of a spiel here.
Sure.
It's a particularly important time because we've kind of been thinking about our theme. Every year we try to have a theme for our programming or for the festival. And we started off the year, our theme was harmony, recognizing that we are not in harmony right now, or that our harmony is very dissonant. And that's the effort, that's an aspiration to be harmonious. And I was thinking about it, and as the one that has to be out and speak to that theme, one of the ones, I was a little uncomfortable because a lot of times with the things that are going on in this world, the attacks against the arts and against cultures and against history and against science, I'm not feeling very harmonious. I know that's probably not a good thing to say, but that's kind of the way things are. And so I started thinking about what else could our theme be?
Sure.
And this is the 30th anniversary, and that's the Pearl anniversary. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, so maybe we're the Pearl of New Haven. We are the precious jewel in New Haven. And that sounds good, and there may be some truth to it, but it also felt a little arrogant to me because New Haven is full of pearls. And then I thought about it. We're not the pearl. We're the mollusk. we're the thing that makes a pearl. See, a pearl is made when an irritant gets between the skin and the shell of a mollusk.
Mm-hmm.
And the mollusk then pulls together all of its resources and surrounds that irritant and presses against it and builds up around it until it creates a precious jewel. So out of the resistance of the mollusk, a precious jewel is formed. We are the mollusk, and we're creating pearls.
Hmm.
So we are resisting the irritants that are trying to stop us from telling our stories. We are resisting the irritants that are trying to change us the way we think, telling us what to think and how to think, who we're supposed to love and how we're supposed to treat our bodies and how we're supposed to live in this planet.
Hmm.
So we're resisting by continuing to do what we do. The Minty Fresh Circus, which is our first opening, June 14th to 15th, they did their first performance, public performance, a few weeks ago at the Kennedy Center. And there were a lot of people that were kind of perturbed that they went on and did at the Kennedy Center with what's happening to it.
Yeah.
And what's happened to the board. And their argument, and I agree, is they are exactly the kind of performance that the people that are that we are resisting want us to stop. So as an act of resistance, do it in the place that they don't want it.
Yeah.
Show them this, that we are not going to back down.
Yep.
And that resistance is how we create the pearls.
Yes. Unfortunately, the mollusk doesn't really embody a great brand for bumper stickers and T-shirts, but the concept in and of itself is quite beautiful. So, thank you for articulating it in that respect, Reverend Ewing. As we try to do in part of our interviews every year with whoever may be spokesing for the festival. We reiterate the fact that it's, about 80-85% free programming for over the course of the few weeks between June 11th and June 28th. But there are also some spectacular ticketed activities. Could you just give us an idea briefly of a couple of the more interesting ticketed activities that the festival is going to host this year?
Sure. Probably the first one is what I was just talking about, Minty Fresh Circus,
mm-hmm.
June 14th, and then a matinee on June 15th, the 15th, and that's the Black Circus.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be exciting and wonderful when tickets are on sale, and we hope everyone shows up. We also have the Joshua Redman Quartet coming. That's a ticketed event on the 26th, also at the University Theater. We have Maria Ramos, who's a Latin Grammy Award winner, who's going to be performing also at the UT ticket event. So we don't have as many this year as we have in years past.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Yale Choral Artist. I was saying we don't have as many as we've had some of the years past, but what we have is spectacular.
Yeah, you also have a big focus on Juneteenth, right?
Yes, we have a Juneteenth program happening on the I forget the date. It's on the website.
Sure, yes. Our artidea.org, we should remind people, is the website to go for tickets, directions, inside information, scheduling, schedule changes, a very, very highly detailed breakdown of all the activities that are happening. Also, food and the opportunity to check out all that is wonderful about downtown New Haven, and just to leave it with the ticketed events, speaking of cooking, Jacques Pepin will be part of the festival this year, right?
Yes, Jacques Pepin's going to come talk about his new book. There'll be an interview. Someone will be on stage with him, the whole conversation. And afterwards, he will sign autographs and take pictures and selfies with everyone that wants to. And we are planning to have not necessarily his food, because nobody can cook his food like he can. Mm-hmm. Those are his words. And so he doesn't want anybody to try his foods. But he does support two organizations through his foundation here in New Haven. One is the Concorp Culinary Program, and the other one is Sanctuary Kitchen. And so we're hoping to get one or both of those to prepare a meal. We don't have it quite settled yet, but there will be food at that event as well.
Excuse me. Moving to some of the free activities, one of the ones that caught my eye was something called the City of Floating Sounds Part 2. Can you talk at all about that?
Again, well, first of all, I don't know why it's part two. Oh, no, it is. I don't know what it is. There are two parts to it. That's it.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at dated blocks here. So City of Floating Sounds, what's that all about?
So the City of Floating Sounds is a group out of London, out of the UK. There's a six routes that you can take throughout the city, six walking routes, and you download an app, and the app will lead you along the route playing music, a track of music. And along the route, there will be key points of interest. So one of the routes is the Pearl Route that starts somewhere downtown, I believe, near Union Station, and walks through downtown New Haven, pointing out the various events or spaces where events through the 30 years of the festival have happened. Mm-hmm. Another route is the Art District, going through the Audubon Art District. There's one going through the campus of Yale. Uh-huh. There's one going through the Dixwell neighborhood. And each person walking along would download the app and listen to some music. And that's part one. And they all end up on the green. And then part two is the New Haven Symphony Orchestra will be performing on the green. Uh-huh. And at some point during their program that night, they are going to play the complete all six tracks of the City of Floating Sounds symphony.
I see.
Okay. And so that's the part two.
Okay. Well, what's the other couple of big, huge, splashy public events that are going on for free on the green as part of this year's festival in the last couple minutes that we have with you?
Well, we have the Sons of Maestro. It's a violin duo with a DJ who plays classical violin. They play a little reggae. They play a little hip hop. Mm-hmm. They play a variety of different forms of music. That's going to be exciting. Juneteenth is June 20th, actually.
Okay.
There's going to be DJ Casey Cortez. Another big thing is the Squonk Brouhaha. They bring a truck to the green, and it's made up of various levers and buttons and steam and all kinds of stuff to create music, and the audience is invited to participate in playing some of the instruments, as in pulling a lever to make something happen.
Wow.
On the truck.
Well, that's fantastic.
So it's very, very kid friendly, lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Great. So many dozens and dozens of programs being offered in the arts and in the ideas tracks for this year's 30th International Festival of Arts and Ideas, kicking off the main event, although events have been already happening and will continue after. June 11th is really kind of ground zero for the kickoff this year, with activities extending virtually every day between June 11th and 28th in and around downtown New Haven. Some spectacular ticketed events if you'd like to spin the wheel and pick what you might call your favorite from artidea.org, their website. But over 85% of the events happening at this year's festival are absolutely free to any or all who will come to downtown New Haven. You can find out all about it, get your tickets, make your reservations, or plot your course through Greater New Haven as you explore the 30th International Festival of Arts and Ideas. I thank you, Reverend Kevin Ewing, for being part of the program this morning. Dr. Ewing, doing as interim executive director of the festival. He's been serving the festival for almost two decades. We appreciate you, Reverend Ewing, and we will be seeing you on the streets for the International Festival of Arts and Ideas.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.